Yo, where's the intro at, yo?
I'm going back to Cali.
Now tuned into the motherfucking greatest.
Uh-huh. Yeah, now tuned in to the motherfucking greatest. Music is mad loud, man. I'm trying to blow them out of my eardrums, bro. What's good? It's DJ Catanova.
Back at it.
And you're now tuned in to The Lineage.
Back like we left some.
Yes, sir. And this is episode 4 right here. You already know. What's good? Who we got in the building?
We got your boy, Young AK. What's good? What's good? What's good? San Fran, what's up?
And we got the guy, M.I.C.
Or yes. M.I.C. to the R.E.N.
Yo, why are you always chill on the couch? Like
the Mike Renaissance. I'm good. I'm comfortable, man. You know what I'm saying? I need to be comfortable. You know, I don't want to exert too much energy. You know what I'm saying? Because we got a whole hour ahead of us.
Okay.
To get it in, so.
I respect it.
Oh, I was going to turn that music off. So, what's today's topic, gentlemen?
Talking about producers.
Yeah. So, some of the best producers.
Oh my god, the episode just started. He's dropping his phone.
Early.
Yo, can you stop putting it on the arm of the couch?
Yeah, fucking hold your phone in your hand, motherfucker.
Jesus Christ.
God,
every episode
know
so far, he has dropped his phone about 4 times.
Yeah, right,
I'm gonna divert from
We're gonna start counting how many times. We're gonna make a bet earlier, like off.
Oh, yeah. That's a good idea.
We can see
I'm gonna go with 6.
You're gonna go with 6? I'm gonna go with 9.
The man, I'm gonna go with 6, bro.
Yeah, what
you got on your phone today, bro?
Six is generous.
I got 9, bro. 6 is generous, bro. No way. Got the food, them.
So over or under 6?
Over or under 6? I'm going over 6. I'm going over 6?
I'm going 6. I'm going board.
Love? All right. Anyways, so so the topic today is producers. We're going to give those producers their flowers. Everybody who produced in the game, because at the end of the day, yes, being a rapper is important. Being a entrepreneur is important, and spreading love as a wordsmith is important. But you can't spread love as a wordsmith unless, at the end of the day, you got the good producers behind your back, holding shit down and making your music great. You know?
Yes, yeah. Sir. That's well said. I like that.
And it goes absolutely. It goes hand in hand. You know what I mean? Like they both need each other. But
and I know this wasn't in pre-pro, but I want to skip ahead a little bit. How did you guys feel about like the Big Sean? Who did he do producer with?
Big Sean is not a producer though.
No. Big Sean's a rapper, but he did an album with a producer. Actually, fuck all that, right? How do you guys feel about producers creating albums? So you got your
Swiss Beats did one man band.
You got your Pharrell.
Fire. Oh, Swiss Beats.
You got your Pharrells. You got your Swiss Beats. You got your DJ Khaled. You got, you know
we
what I'm saying?
Best.
All these DJs, all these producers making albums. Do you feel like DJs should be making albums?
Yes.
Yeah, of course.
I disagree.
Why?
I disagree.
You think they should just only be behind the scenes and
period.
Just giving out beats?
Period.
Nah, mind them one front. Love
well, you know
what
though? You gotta say, before rapping came to the forefront, the DJs were the epicenter, with the center of gravity.
And I respect that, right? But at the end of the day, as a DJ, like, for example, Khaled's album, great, beautiful, right? But Khaled wasn't on the fuck out of here, nigga.
Yeah,
you should know.
No,
you should not have an album because
you put it all together.
I don't care.
There you go.
I don't care. Together. I don't care.
He's the glue, man.
I don't care. I don't care.
You forget. So back in the day when rap first started,
yeah,
every rapper had their own DJ. They was a duo.
That's a fact.
It was like, well, like Salt and Pepper,
right.
P-Rock and CL Smooth,
right.
Rakim,
Run-DMC.
Rakim. Like you wasn't a rapper if you didn't have a DJ. Fresh Prince and Jazzy Jeff, come on.
Right, I agree. Right? Fresh Prince and Jazzy Jeff, there was a duo.
Fucking producers.
Fuck out of here. You shouldn't have your own album.
Prodigy and Havoc, Mobb Deep, M.O.B.B.
No, absolutely. I disagree. I don't think...
So, hold on. So, what you said then negates what you said at the beginning.
What you mean?
Because you said that they shouldn't have their own albums, but you're saying that the producers are...
They deserve their flowers.
Right.
Okay.
Okay, so if Khaled wants to put... Khaled has friends in the industry.
I don't care.
Yo, Drake, Future, all these guys.
I don't care.
I want to put you all in the studio together.
I don't care. AK does not care.
I don't know. Nah, I disagree.
I don't care.
Well, it's 2-for-1 right now.
Let me tell you something. Like, Mustard, it's fucking nasty. Mustard is nasty.
You're wildin'. What does this have to do with hip hop?
Everything. Everything.
No, he's talking about
I know. He's trying to do
DJ Mustard. DJ Mustard.
Oh, I thought he was talking about like ketchup and mustard. I thought he was trying to make an analogy.
Bro, come on.
Oh, but, you know, honestly though, that element's not really
him on here.
Gone necessarily. Like it's like Mustard had his guys, his go-to guys that he works with. You know what I mean? Like Metro and Future. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
like,
yeah, Metro and Future. Oh, wait, right. I got one right now.
Okay.
Drake and 40.
Yeah.
Great. Word. Great. So you think 40 should make his own album? Absolutely not.
No.
You think Keys is the one who does Big Sean shit. You think Keys should make his own album?
It's not that Absolutely not. Should make their own album. If you, like, 40 predominantly makes music with Drake.
Right.
But if you're somebody like Timbaland or like Swiss who's across the board, then you can branch out and do that.
I'm not jacking that.
Because like, you know, like DJ Khaled.
I'm not jack. I don't think that should exist. I don't think it's not fair. It's too, not like, fair.
Remember, Clue was doing that back in the day too. The
Clue Even tapes. DJ Clue. Yo, where is DJ Clue?
Clue was doing the Clue tapes. But the Clue, so Clue, even though he was a producer, he ran Desert Storm. Desert Storm was his.
And Khaled ran We the Best.
What is that We the Best? Who's under We the Best?
It's his
who's under We the Best?
Khaled.
Who?
Votto.
Mavado?
Votto.
No, Votto from Harlem.
Votto from Harlem.
Harlem Stand
What's
Up.
What was the last Votto song you heard?
Yeah,
I'm Benny the Butcher.
I never heard of Jeff Hamilton.
When was the last Votto song you heard?
Jeff Hamilton.
When was that? That's my question. When?
Last year?
Votto put out a track last year?
He did. He's put out music consistently.
You know what? I'm from Brooklyn. I didn't hear that Votto track. And Brooklyn? I listen to all New York music.
You're biased, my friend.
I'm not biased. I just think producers, even though they deserve their flowers, right? They should not create albums. It's my personal opinion.
Well, I disagree because, like I said, man, Khaled has friends in the industry, people that he's worked with, from Drake to Wayne to Jay-Z to Beyonce. And if he can get them in the studio together, and it's almost like he's orchestrating it. It's like, hey, I think Drake would sound good with this rapper. I think Future would sound good with Jay-Z.
Mm-hmm.
So he's composing it. Like, Khaled's a composer.
Here's where I play devil's advocate, right?
Yeah.
Does Diddy ever put out an album and he's not on it?
Yeah.
No, he doesn't.
Well.
No, he doesn't. And Diddy is the A&R producer, like, of our era. Like, he is that guy. But Diddy does not put out, and he produces everything, right? Because there's this big thing about.
You know what then? Okay, so what Diddy did is no different from what Khaled did. I think.
How is it no different?
Except Diddy's dancing toward, in the music videos and Khaled is singing on a track.
I think your beef is towards Khaled.
Yeah. I think he's definitely like.
Because Clue did it. Your judgment. Diddy did it.
Khaled might be my beef. Low key.
Everybody
in the South.
Might be my beef.
DJ Screwed.
Who's that?
Lil Jon.
Who's that song?
And DJ Screwed put like mad Houston rappers on tapes.
Who's that? There's another artist who's not necessarily hip hop, who did something with Future and Rihanna. It's a white dude, man.
Scott Storch.
No, it's not Scott Post Storch. Malone. Not Scott Storch. Not Post Malone. It's another dude.
Alchemist.
I think his name is like Michael something or the other, but he's a producer.
But we got a special guest in the studio who's our information assistant, so she can Google it.
D, you know what I'm talking about?
She has no clue, but.
All right, okay.
Do you know the name of any of the songs you just named? Because if you can name a song.
If I can see my phone for 2 seconds, but we could continue the conversation.
Yeah.
Let me see my phone for 2 seconds and I'll square this away.
No, because only white producers that I can think of off the top of my head is Scott Storch, Alchemist. That's pretty much it. Who's white in the game that's a producer that you know of?
I'll give you somebody new. That's Derringer.
Oh, you know who I forgot about? Cool and Dre.
Yeah.
Cool and Dre.
I was talking about Calvin Harris.
Okay. Oh, yeah. And Calvin Harris has, but.
He should not be making, and granted, all the Calvin Harris shit that he made, beautiful music.
Hey, you know what?
Can we run that future song with Calvin Harris?
I'm going to put something to your argument, right?
Yeah.
You saying producers can't make albums, like saying.
I feel like they should not make albums. Not that they can't.
It's like saying a coach can't make a team.
No, that's different.
It's literally the same thing.
It's different.
No, it's not.
Let me tell you.
Because all right, when the players are on the field, are they making up plays or do they do pre-production?
And the coach also has influence on the team. Yeah, but hold on. I don't know. I disagree, man. Because like I said, you saying that is like saying, "Yo, y'all shouldn't be able to eat."
They shouldn't.
What?
That's how I feel.
You're wildin' today.
That's how
this is a biased episode. So this is just a the rappers versus the listener.
I don't get the logic though behind that.
Because
I know, as a
listener, right? This is me personally as a listener. As a fan of rap, right?
Damn, stop grabbing the mic, bro.
As a listener, right? I don't wanna hear DJ Khaled make an album. I don't care. I don't care, nigga.
But he's had some great music on those albums.
I don't care. All
right, so
because he's not a fucking rapper. Why are you making an album for? The fuck? Huh?
Calvin Harris is not a rapper.
Oh, wait, come on.
He should stop. Stop it.
I'm really going to end this right now, right?
Yeah.
Quincy Jones is doing what
Quincy Jones. Quincy, he don't even know who, he's too young to know who Quincy Jones is.
First of all, I know Quincy Jones is.
Who is
relax.
He?
Right. Relax.
Name, who's Quincy Jones' main man?
Mike
who?
Jackson.
Oh, all right.
Michael.
Yo, even before that, like, Quincy's like a who's who. From
Quincy was more of an A&R.
No.
Than he was a producer.
No,
you're
composed wildin'. Music.
You are wild.
He's a composer.
Is that this that Calvin shit?
This is Rolling by Calvin Harris featuring Future and Khaled.
Right.
Right? So this is the
Can
song
we let this rock a little bit?
Yeah.
Let's just rock a little bit.
I've been rolling on the freeway, I've been riding 85, I've been thinking way too much, and I'm way too gonna drive. I got anger in my chest, I got millions on my mind, and you didn't fit the picture, so I guess you want the vibe. I've been rolling on the freeway, I've been riding 85, I've been thinking way too much, and I'm way too gonna drive. I got anger in my chest, I got millions on my mind, and you didn't fit the picture, so I guess you want the vibe.
Hell of you on my right leg, that's Gucci. Hell
of you on my crazy, I never heard that song before. Yeah. I never heard that song before.
Really? You never heard that shit?
No.
Yo, that's me. Y'all never heard that shit?
Who was that on it? That wasn't Future.
That's Khaled. Like Khaled.
Oh, okay.
You got it. Khalid.
Khalid.
Tighten it on over there. And that's why it's falling.
Okay, so how do you like Khalid but don't like DJ Khaled?
Because Khalid is an artist.
Man, them over there having trouble with the mic, bro.
I'm really flabbergasted by that, bro.
I know. I really am as well.
And,
I don't understand.
And I want you to elaborate.
Not for nothing. You guys never heard that track. How do you feel about it? Like,
it's good.
Good track. Good track.
But this album, I don't recall. I probably did hear it before because I know this album.
Yeah.
And I know a lot of tracks on this album. Yeah. So I'm like, I probably did hear it. But it wasn't one that like actually caught my ear that
much. That shit was beautiful, man.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
You like this, and it's a part of a compilation album.
I love this.
Right?
I love this.
It was a Calvin Harris album.
Love it. So, white dude, right?
Okay, so now back to your point, right?
Yeah.
He should make albums.
Absolutely not.
But you like that song?
I love this song.
Yeah, so if he didn't make albums, then you would never heard the song before.
No, Future should just make this song, and Calvin Harris should just produce it.
But you gotta understand, though. So the way...
But my fault. I mean to cut you off. That's exactly what happened, though. He's not saying... Calvin Harris, I'm the best. Like, he literally just was like, this is my album. I'm making the beats. They come into my studio and they're recording it.
Here's my beef with that, right? My beef with that is because now producers are double dipping, right? Hear me out. Producers are producing rappers and being on rappers' songs and getting paid. And they're making their own albums and getting paid. What are the rappers doing? That's not fair.
But the rappers are getting paid off of being on a song. That's like if I come to him and be like, yo, Mike, I want you to be in the song.
But it's different. Copy it's my different guy? When it's, okay, you know what, to your point, that's true.
Yeah. So like,
and you know what, I love to argue, but to your point, that's true. Because you know what, now the roles are reversed, and that is a little fair. Because now the rappers aren't getting the main percentage, the producers are, and maybe they do deserve that.
And now we got to the root of the problem. He hates DJ Khaled.
Yeah,
That's all it is.
Yeah, yeah.
Basically.
Yeah. Maybe I don't fuck with Khaled.
He's the worst.
Sucks.
So put it like this, right? So if...
Hey, you!
If Khaled wasn't
you
doing
suck.
His signature taglines...
You sure?
We the best and stuff like that, right?
Yeah.
I'm sure you would enjoy the music.
No, which is
why he enjoyed this song.
I enjoy Khaled's music. I just don't feel like
Khaled deserves it. You gotta eat, bro.
I don't feel like he deserves it.
You gotta eat.
He don't deserve it.
Why? He's making the beat.
Yo, he's suffering from success.
He's a DJ.
Yeah.
What do you think they do, DJs?
They're disc jockeys. Come on, man. They're disc jockeys. I don't know.
Break records.
All right. You know what? You guys might got me beat on that topic. You're right. Maybe I'm being a little bit biased.
And all
maybe
right, so we're going to jump to this then.
Yeah.
Because how about, back in the day when it used to be like Fresh Prince and Jazzy Jeff,
yep.
Who do you think are the best artist-producer duos? So right now I just threw on Super Thug with Noriega and Pharrell because for sure, 110%, Nori put Pharrell on the map.
Nori put Pharrell on the map?
He didn't know that. You don't think Nori put Pharrell on the map?
Hell no. N.E.R.D. put Pharrell on the map. Lap Dance?
Lap Dance was one of the biggest songs ever. It was Rex and Effect.
No, but he... Okay, so Nerd wasn't that popping. See, you got to do your research, man.
Okay, all right.
Pharrell is part of N.E.R.D.
Yes.
But collectively, they are like... Pharrell is the face of them. So when people say Pharrell, it's really them.
Okay. Pharrell, I would argue that, but go ahead.
People didn't start reaching out to Pharrell or N.E.R.D. for beats until Nori started using him.
Disagree.
I promise.
Hey, D, find out what song came out first. Lap Dance by N.E.R.D.
Or Super Thug.
Or Super Thug by Nori.
It was Super Thug.
It was Super Thug?
Come on, man.
But listen, though.
You make the little nigga break it. I don't care.
You saying this came out before?
Remember that. I don't care. Yeah, I promise you.
You know, Pharrell produced... Rum Shaker by Rex and Effect.
Yeah, and wait.
Early 90s.
Okay, yeah. But who... What I'm saying is that...
Like who was shouting him on the records and who was...
It was Nori. It was Nori. I promise you.
I'm not jacking that, bro.
Even at the very...
I'm not going to say no.
No. I'm not going to say no. It's not N.E.R.D. It's Neptunes. No. Even at the end of the song,
he said
N-E-P-T-U-N-E-S. The way that they said beat is like one of the best.
I'm not jacking that still.
Oh, my God.
I'm not going to argue that. I'm not going to argue that.
All right, so we got here. We might as well use a D when you get a chance.
I'm
to.
I'm not going
to
argue that.
Google who, how can I word this?
One thing at a time. Let her find what she found.
She's still, yeah. Did you find it?
Did you find who came out with that song first? N.E.R.D., Lap Dance, or?
No, Lap Dance was like 2000.
No.
2000?
Yeah, it was 2000.
It was.
Super Thug was definitely
the first, in the 90s.
That was from the first N.E.R.D. album, though, right?
Super Thug was 98.
Yeah, I'm about to say 97, 98.
Super Thug was 98? She gave me the nod. Okay. Super Thug was 98. Okay. Off the top
can you find out when Lap Dance was by N.E.R.D.?
I was playing GoldenEye when this was out.
Yeah, no, because remember I told you the story about the two albums that I bought when I was a kid? Well, my mother gave me $20.
We gotta rewind these episodes, man. I swear to God,
I'm gonna say it again.
We gotta rewind these episodes, man.
My mother said she was gonna give us $20.
Yeah.
She gave me $20. I bought Hard Knock Life, and my brother bought this.
No. Nah. This is not what he said last time.
It's not.
Yo, every fucking episode is a different story.
I will bet both of y'all right
every
now.
Every episode is a different story.
Handshakes right now, I'll bet you $100
each. Oh, my God.
$100
each. You said this last episode?
$100.
You motherfucking liar.
$100.
Oh, I got
last
it.
Time,
I got
last
it.
Time, last Shake. Time you was like,
$100.
Yo, let me tell you how he's
life,
better,
volume
right?
Volume 2, $100.
Did you find out when Lamp Dance came out?
Wait, hold on. Focus.
2001?
Last time.
All right. 2001. All right.
No, listen.
So you got it, Grandpa. So he's an ass better because he owes me 10 push-ups, but that's neither here nor there.
All right, listen, though.
I'll give it to you right now. Hold on.
Let me see something.
All right, hold on.
Let me see something. Go ahead, Mike, while I get my 10.
All right, anyway.
Yeah, you do that. I'm going to do my 10 push-ups.
Last three episodes? So, all right, last time he was saying his mom gave him $20, and he was like, yo, I bought Lomar Hill, Miss Education,
six,
and my brother bought... My brother bought Nas. You know what I'm saying?
9, 10. Thank you for my 10. And that is exactly what he said. Oh, you giving me some diamonds? He's showing off for the camera. Get the fuck out. Get up. Get the fuck out of here. You liar.
Yeah, so.
But he said Nas.
Before he did say.
What's up?
100 cash.
What's up? I split it 50-50 with you. What's up?
$100.
If we wrong, we giving 50. If we wrong,
$100.
Nah, we won't get 50. That.
Yeah, because I know what I said. Exactly.
Yo, you soft, Mike.
I ain't doing that shit, man.
You soft.
$10.
Yo, skate money don't make money, baby.
Skate money don't make no money.
You think he gonna pay up?
No.
Exactly. Okay.
But you know what? Hey,
I know I'm right.
I can admit when I'm wrong. So at the end of the day, that N.E.R.D. song did not come out first. So you might be right. Maybe he's the one who put Pharrell on Mac.
He did. I promise you.
Because that was Lap Dance was
Lap Dance was fire.
That was their first. That was part of their first album.
I have a question.
Yeah. What's up?
What's like your fantasy rapper producer team? Like that never like collaborated or like never did no joints together.
That never did it together.
Yeah.
That might be hard. I don't know about never because it's just so hard to know who did
it. There you go.
Ooh, this is my shit. If you played Tony Hawk, you knew this shit.
Yes, sir.
Yo, you know what I thought about? You can do a whole episode about the Neptunes.
Yeah, of course.
Oh, they got.
Bro, I could talk about Neptunes, N.E.R.D. all
out
day,
the park
bro.
Hits.
I could do that shit
and
all day.
And you know
day.
Who started it off?
Barry Bonds shit.
Nori.
No. He did it. Rex and Affected.
What Rex and Effect song are you talking about?
Rump Shaker.
Can you cue up Rump
Shaker? All I
want to
do is zoom and the boom boom.
Can you just make sure that Neptune produced that? Can you make sure Pharrell produced Rump Shaker? Ask Google who produced Rump Shaker.
All right, so I'll cut Lap Dance off and I'll throw Rump Shaker right now.
Yeah, for sure.
Rex and Effect.
Let's go.
Do my research.
All I want to do is zoom
and the
boom.
And remember the samples episode?
Yeah.
That beginning part was
we didn't do the
Jay-Z, show me what you got.
Sample episode.
Yeah, it was.
That says Pharrell rumored and Neptune rumored to have done Rump Shaker. It's a rumor.
Pharrell confirmed it in an interview, though.
Show me the interview.
I have to see the
Nardwar.
Show me.
Nardwar.
I'll do my research.
Nardwar.
Watch the Pharrell Nardwar interview. He confirmed it.
Nardwar.
We're going to let this rock a little bit.
Nardwar gave him... The record, this record?
Yeah.
And he goes, this is where it all started, right? He said, yeah, I was young. I was like 17 or something like that.
Okay, but now, we'll let this rock and I'll get back to it. It's like a long sharp sword. Flip tails, so let me see you shake it up like dice. The way you shake it up is turning mighty men to mice. But A plus got a surprise, that's a backbreaker. Now let me see you shake it up like a rump shaker. All I wanna do is zoom, 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 and a boom, boom. All I wanna do is zoom, 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 and a boom, boom. Yeah, make sure you do the volume good this time.
Oh, the shade.
I'm just saying, because it was low
the
last
shade.
Time.
Shade. It's all right. Don't they need to hear our voice, baby. They don't need to hear the music.
I know. I'm listening to music, too. Don't turn it lower. God damn it.
All right. Moving on to Q-Tip.
You want to move on to Q-Tip?
Yeah. So, dope producer and rapper. And one of my favorite artists of all time. Thank you.
Cap.
Say
no,
Cap.
Sir. No, sir.
OD Cap.
No, sir.
When we talking about favorite artist. He put him on there?
No, sir. No, and I always said.
I always said
I can't do top five.
Get the fuck
so,
out of here.
Jesus. Well, watch the language. Cut the malarkey, guys.
Oh, boy. Welp.
Well, this is One Love.
Very uncomfortable.
Featuring Q-Tip by Nas. Turn it up. Turn me up. Yo, wait. Didn't Dave Chappelle do that? Wasn't that this beat that Dave Chappelle was like, turn me up? When he was doing the dialogue? Okay. Should have slid to my crib. Fuck it, black. No time for looking back is done. Plus, congratulations. You know, you got a son. I heard he looks like you. Why don't your lady write you? Told her she should visit. That's when she got hyper. Flipping. Talking about he acts too rough. He didn't listen. He be ripping while I'm telling him stuff. I was like, yeah, shorty don't care. She a snake too. Fucking with them niggas from that fake crew that hate you. But yo, guess who got shot in the dome piece? Jerome's niece on her way home from Jones Beach's bug. Plus, little Rob was selling drugs on the dime, hanging out with young thugs that all carry nines. And nighttime is more tripe than ever. What up, a poor nigga? Did you see him or y'all together? If so, then hold a fort there. Represent to the fullest. Say what's up to Herb, Ice, and Bullet. I left for half a hundred in your commissary. You was my nigga when push came to shove. One love.
So, Q-Tip produced this song? I did not know that. You got to tell the audience that.
Q-Tip produced that. That was off Illmatic. Which was probably the first album where someone gathered a team of high-profile producers. And Nas kind of caused a change in the paradigm shift with that album. Because previously, like, rappers were just working with maybe one or two producers on the album.
Oh, okay.
So Nas changed the trajectory as far as you know, it kind of became like a standard to have multiple high-profile producers because in addition to Q-Tip, he had Pete Rock and DJ Premier and Large Professor, a lot of prominent producers at the time. And some also argue is that, like, it was a good change and yet it was a bad change.
Why?
Because if you didn't have multiple high-profile producers on the album, it was almost like looked down upon and frowned upon after Illmatic.
And so it kind of made it hard for people, probably if you couldn't afford or like bigger producers didn't really fuck with you like that and you didn't have them, probably look bad.
Exactly. Because Reasonable Doubt, Jay-Z only worked with definitely not as same amount as Nas had on Illmatic. You know, he had Primo, he had Busy Mo B, a couple more that I can't recall at the time, but Nas changed the paradigm with that.
With the multiple artists?
Producers.
Oh. But what about, like, Watch the Throne, where they had so many producers?
Watch the Throne?
But that's, bro.
That's way after Illmatic,
though. That's like, two decades?
Yeah. Nas, for sure. Nas caused a paradigm shift with Illmatic.
Oh, you think, okay, I see what you're saying.
Before him, before Illmatic, it was, okay, Ali makes a rap, AKA makes a rap album, and me and you produce it. Like, we're the only two producers on it. But then it's like, it's almost like now, right? Like if someone's doing an album and it's like they get Metro Boomin and Mustard and
Metro
like
Boomin was some
all
old
the
nigga.
High profile producers on one album.
Did Nas ever make
what was a
song with Alchemist?
Yes.
Can't think of it.
What was the last song that you can think of? I can't think of any that had like was producer heavy. That
I mean,
like,
album?
Yeah, album that was producer heavy that you were like, damn, that shit was fire.
Only thing I can think of is Black Album by Jay.
Okay, yeah, the Black Album had a lot.
It had Just and Knife Wonder.
Just played
Knife
Wonder.
Knife Wonder.
Yeah, yo.
Come on.
Chop King.
We gotta talk about Knife,
yo,
bro.
That's the Chop King right there.
If we don't talk about him, he's like a super honorable mention.
Bro. Well, then you have to give
us a
song.
No, he's on the list. It ain't an honorable mention.
What's the song of his we should play?
Honey by Erykah Badu.
Come on, Knife didn't Knife do a whole album with Wale?
Yeah, he did. Back to the Future.
Yeah.
Oh, Mr. I don't like producers to do albums. Oh, didn't he do
well,
album
no,
with Wale?
It was a Wale tape.
No. I'm fine with the collabs.
But Knife was the sole producer. Yeah.
Because D, correct me if I'm wrong. That Big Sean did an album with Metro Boomin.
If he did, that's news to me.
Double check that, but Big Sean did an album with Metro Boomin. I'm cool with the rapper producer collab where the rappers and producers, hey, I'm the only one who produced this. You're the only one rapping on this. I'm cool with that with some features. I'm super cool with that. I just don't think that fucking producers should have their own shit. Or maybe I just think that Khaled shouldn't have his own shit because that Calvin Harris shit is fire. Yeah, that was right. It was Metro Boomin and Big Sean. Okay.
Right, and Knife Wonder produced Threats on the Black Album.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Can we play Black that? Album that's a B-side shit. Can we let that rock right there?
What Threats?
Yeah. I had a different one in mind, but that's cool.
What you had in mind?
Erykah Badu, Honey.
Okay, let it rock.
We'll play both.
I bet.
But One Love has got like...
Yeah, because like, honestly, like, you know, my selections never fail, so...
Oh, here we go.
His Honey by Erykah Badu.
All right, let's give it some love.
I'm about to speed this up a little bit. Yeah, jump ahead.
Because it's a long ass intro, but when it drops, though, it's fire.
Should I? Nah. Nah, it's good. Remix! I'll give it to you. There we go. So tell me, Slim, what you want to do when you know I'm in love with you. Third time, don't turn around. Love for you, but you can't define. Fly to you, let you find me. I'm in love with a bumblebee. Ooh, Slim, boy, you're killing me. You're so sweet to me. Oh, honey, yeah. You're so sweet, honey. I totally forgot about that song. You know what's crazy? We are talking about all these hip-hop songs that these artists produce or these producers produce, but it's probably twice as many songs that they produce when you include R&B songs. So,
oh, yeah.
Because I wasn't even thinking of R&B songs. I was only like thinking of hip-hop shit.
Yeah, nah, so was I. So was I.
Now, you know, I want to switch it up, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, it's just you get stuck in your ways and stuck in your habits. I mean, I wanted to like switch it up because I'm a versatile
my name
gentleman.
Threat.
You know what I'm saying?
So on that topic, right? I want to talk about how, at least for me, right? I can't speak for everybody. How London on a Track surprised me.
A London on a Track is
on that Summer Walker shit, bro.
London is the producer.
Was it London on the beat? London.
London on the Track.
Yeah, London on Track. So London, how London surprised me on that Summer Walker album. I did not know London could make or produce like an R&B album like that. Like that for me, I don't know if you guys did, and I think I talked about this in another episode where you can see, hey, how many songs you listen to throughout the year? What was your top songs that you listened to throughout the year? I think that Summer Walker album was like number two for me, and it had just came out.
What's
the
song
of the year.
Off of it?
You said, what's a song off of it?
Yeah.
Let me get my phone. There's so many.
Well, what was the one in particular?
The funny thing that the song that is my probably favorite off that album is probably Most Underrated.
I was about to say, is it called Most Underrated?
No. The Fun Girl by Summer Walker is probably that song that hits for me. I don't know why. Or Drunk Darling.
Nah, you already said Fun Girl, so.
Okay, we could rock Fun Girl.
All right, Erykah Badu, bye-bye. Play some Summer Walker real quick.
Said I wasn't made right, said I wasn't good right. That's why I'm so lonely. Turn a hoe into a housewife. Said I was just a homie, a fun girl. I can still be your day one girl.
Okay.
I don't understand.
I'm waiting for the part that he produced. Sound like she's playing the guitar.
Well, he's just acting my favorite song.
Oh my God. All right, thank you for wasting that song.
All right, something more so that he produced. I would go.
Nah, you lost a turn.
Did I?
You lost a turn with that bullshit.
That was bullshit? You're wilding, man.
No, not that it was bullshit, but the
body
that
shit.
No, but I thought he produced it.
Playing games.
So he expect me to play.
Yes, let's give some of her flowers, bro. Because
I'm a fuck with you.
Yo, this is my shit right here.
You
know.
Sure she's not just playing the guitar? Like somebody produced this?
I'm positive.
Are you sure?
I'm sure.
All right, Summer Walker. Bye bye. Let's go. This one is what's the name of this one? Playing games. Ooh, somebody actually produced this one.
Bought it, crib, got it, job on it. Did I ever ask you to take me to go shopping in Paris or go sailing overseas and just drape me in Gucci? No, all I ever asked was you to pick up the phone when you alone. All I ever asked was you to show me some love, kisses and hugs. No, I never had an issue. Go to the club with your boys, baby. I never wanted you to stay too long. Just wanted you to show me up. So won't you say my name? Say my name. If you call right, you right. Want me, it ain't no thing. You acting kind of
it's coming from
shady.
London. Who is notoriously known as a hip hop producer.
Oh, okay. Alright, so we're gonna switch gears. Cause you said this is from London on the Track.
It's from London, yeah.
London on the Track. All right. Well,
he produced most of this album, and he bodied it, man. He bodied it. Like everything is on this level, bro. Everything's on this level, and that's just to speak to the transition of hey, how hip hop producers go into that R&B realm and body that shit.
Speaking of, my man Alchemist right here about to drop in 2 seconds. Give me a second. I cue this joint up. Oh.
The craziest flip on the sample.
Oh, what the?
Come on, DJ Cats. God.
Blew that shit out the mortar. Here we go. Turn that up. Turn it up! It's Alchemist and Prodigy and Nina Sky. What do you know about this?
What you know about that Nina Sky, D?
I know about Nina Sky. I work with Nina Sky.
No, no, not you, D. What does D know about Nina Sky? She know about that. Before you.
This D, not Van Albert.
Hey, yo, it's like this, man. Give him some love. When it come to text, I'm similar to a menace. But old dog sniffing can't come fuck with the damage that I do to a bastard. Keep fucking around. Won't be nobody strong enough to. Yeah. I leave them in shock. Niggas get sentenced to life and stretched in a box. Most of my friends got murdered and damn, I feel lost. Wish I was dead when it popped off the. Nobody but me. I got a whole gang of niggas, but that's how you gotta think. If you wanna make it alive and all in one piece, it takes much more than them things to. Yeah, yo, Sonny, I'm well connected in the street. We loyal to each other when it come to that beef. We get. Don't worry about a thing, my nigga. I forever leave.
Alright. I'm telling you to hide the water bottle so that they, because they'll see it and they'll kick us out. So we don't want to get in trouble, man. Them.
I forgot all, fuck about, with that. All about Nina, man. She low-key bodied a whole summer.
She, it's a
Nina
group.
Nina Sky?
Yeah, they're twins.
Nina Sky's two people?
Yeah. Oh, my.
You just told me something.
Why? I'm fuck with you.
Bruh, I told you I know them. I have a picture of me and them on Instagram.
You know them. LL Cool J Daddy, your mom. God damn. What else? Damn. What else?
Tony Sunshine. I did a song. Oh, all right.
Tony Sunshine's my cousin.
No. I did a song with Tony Sunshine.
Tony Sunshine's my mentor.
He was for a little bit. I'll give you that.
Oh, my God.
I did a song with him.
Fucking cats. And
yo, I used to watch Diddy Carr.
I used to watch Diddy Carr. 50 is my cousin.
He wasn't on the list, man.
Ah, damn. What else we got here?
Listen. I don't know. Y'all tell me.
So I think there's a couple big producers we didn't have that highlight, like the Timberlands of the world.
Oh, no.
The Swiss Beats of the world.
Wait, we still got,
hold on a sec. Okay.
The show's still going on,
okay.
Bro.
All right.
Yeah, Mike, you've been quiet for like the last 15 minutes, bro.
Yeah, I was talking. Y'all was cutting me off and shit.
Shut up.
Turn this mic off.
Hey.
Hold on, listen.
He's mic 3. Let's cut that off.
Wait a second. Hold on.
You want me to transition for you?
Nah, hold on. You did two Summer Walker songs.
We ain't do Kanye. We ain't do Havoc. We ain't do 40. We ain't do Metro Boomin. What's some more, nigga? We ain't do Timbaland, Jermaine Dupri. All
right,
wait,
man, listen.
We didn't answer one of your questions, though, Mike. You asked us who's your favorite combo?
Oh, like, you know, who they make tracks together.
Yeah, I think
you guys answered my question.
We didn't answer that.
You know what I'm saying? So I was talking, but y'all were just, you know.
So, all right, for me, while you cue that up, right, for me, my favorite team might be Key Wayne and Big Sean. That's, for me, that's my favorite team.
Negative.
How are you going to tell me my favorite team is a negative? That's my favorite team. Fuck you. You like the Knicks.
Negativity.
I like the Nets.
All right.
Period.
To counterattack with that.
Okay. I'm not saying they're their best. I said that's my favorite. It's different.
Hov and Jay. Hov and Kanye.
Hov and Kanye is your favorite?
Yeah. Like, come on.
See, but Hov got a lot of Hov got Hov and Swizz, Hov and Pharrell.
So, let me tell you something. That Hov
and Pharrell, though. Wait, Hov and Pharrell got true, some.
Hov and Pharrell is OG.
And like I said before, like, I wish they would have made a product together.
You guys play Grand Theft Auto, right?
Of course. Which one?
It doesn't even matter. Hov and Pharrell is up, down, left, right, L2, R2. Like, that's a cheat code.
I'm like, what?
That's a cheat code. All
right, so a quick segue, right? So kind of want to give some love to the South, you know what I mean?
Okay.
And play this banger right here. Michael 5000 Watts was the producer.
Turn it up. I haven't heard from Paul Wall in a minute. Yeah.
style, baby. It's the people's champ. I'm something like a bowler. The candy paint dripping off of the old school Impala. I'm with that big bank Hank, that Poppy Joe and box. Trunk bump like chicken pox. Turn the bass up just a notch.
Turn the bass up just a notch. You see that trunk popping? Not really.
In the club, the same hoes in the parking lot bopping. They see me in the Jag, acting bad with T. Ferris. Open mouth and showcase ice, and you can see about 20 carrots. I'm with the goo you 15900 in the Tahoe 124s. I'm the troop, I got that glow. I'm out this Swisher house with Archie Lee and Kuda Bang. Sitting sideways on Swain, the candy paint dripping off the frame. You see me acting bad, I'm showing out and pulling stunts. Say
yeah.
Jesus, show my
this song, I used to fuck with this. So I remember having my MP3 player and downloading this shit on LimeWire.
What y'all know about LimeWire?
What he just said, what we know about LimeWire.
No, not you. My fault. D, what you know about LimeWire, D? What you know about LimeWire? You was downloading LimeWire in middle school like us? No. Nope.
Bro, she wasn't even in middle school when LimeWire came out. Yeah, she probably was still wearing diapers.
It was Netscape first, right? That was it called?
LimeWire, Kazaa.
Kazaa.
Yeah. Do you know about any of that?
Yeah, sure. I didn't really fuck
you know
with
what LimeWire is?
LimeWire.
You know what LimeWire is?
Liar. Yo, I remember like going to school, downloading a song, before, and then coming home and she was still downloading. Like
yeah.
After school.
Dead ass.
Yeah. One song.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like Finelli EI or some shit.
Yeah. Andale, what's popping?
Yo, seriously, yeah. I'm gonna be like
2 days. 2 days to get one song.
Yo, oh my
two
god.
2 days, but it was worth it though.
Yo, you know it's crazy, and I was impatient, so I was like, I would just stop it where it was downloaded at.
And just listen to the track. Shit, was she cut off? You childish.
He's like, I ain't got time for that. Anybody got time for that?
I just need to hear the first chorus. I can run that back.
But yeah, so all right, so you guys answered my question yet again.
No,
I
we answered the question.
What's your second
really
question?
Interrupted.
What's your
numerous
question?
Times. Y'all always cut me off. But
what was your question, Mike?
My question was, who is a rapper producer that hasn't collaborated
that
you would like to hear?
I don't have the answer for that. That's hard, man.
Yeah, I'll have to do way more research.
Yeah, that I have not collaborated. You obviously have one in the bank, so what's up?
Yeah.
Let's talk about it. Let's talk about the one you have in the bank, because I don't have one. We didn't talk about this in pre-pro.
I think just shooting from the hip, I think it'd be interesting if Kanye.
Shooting from the hip, lying ass. Pew,
pew. Kanye and Three Stacks, if they did something together.
I'm pretty sure that exists.
Can you see if Kanye and Three Stacks have a song together?
I'm like almost certain that they do.
Just to confirm. Yo.
Project-wise.
Just, project, you no, didn't know you got project.
Oh, now it's project wise.
Yeah, that's what I said earlier.
No, you didn't.
Y'all don't listen to me, yo. Y'all don't listen to me. You know what? Find somebody else.
Andre 3000 right, and Kanye. See if they have a song together.
Yo, y'all don't listen to me.
That's not what you said, Mike.
That's not what you said.
I didn't say that. I said, go back, rewind the tape.
No, wait, we gotta go we back go? And rewind the tape on this motherfucker, and his mother gave him $20.
Yeah, facts, right? Yeah, and I bought Ready to Die by Biggie.
Oh, wait.
Every time it's two different
tracks.
I need
to give this some love real quick. Let me turn this up because I need y'all to hear this when it drops.
That's not Funds Bentley worth. That's not Kanye.
Metro Boomin. Digital Dash, Drake and Future. I fuck with this song, OD. I love the way this song come on.
Yeah, but dope in the bush. Dope in the bush. I know how to
cook. Let
that right.
Bitch good look. Bitch good look. My bitch good look. But dope in the bushes. I know how to cook. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. I did the digital dash. I put the bitch on the palace. I got the junkie a blast. I said it don't to your mama. Out on the street like the mama. You rats will never be honorable. And know I'm a kid of my word. I hustle the first to the first. The bitch be nagging the kid.
They getting on my motherfucking nerves. So, quick question about the song. Who do you think had a better verse? Drake or Future?
For this particular song, Future.
Okay. Because I'm a Drake fan, but Future definitely bodied this
Future
fucking song.
Killed this shit. I ain't gonna front. Drake and Future is a deadly combo, bro.
Yeah.
They're a deadly combo.
It is.
Like,
can't wait for that episode.
And was it Future who did something with Travis Scott? That was Future, right? Who did that? Hunto Jack. That was Future.
I don't directed the Sicko Mode.
No,
yo,
no, 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 no.
Sicko Mode would fire.
But yeah, Drake and Future is like, what's his version of Best of Both Worlds?
Cool. Oh.
Eric, that's Jay-Z like and R. Kelly?
Yeah. You like you don't even know nothing about shit, that.
I know about
2001.
That.
You
know shit about that, bro.
Yes, I do.
It was 2000.
I was outside.
Probably like 2003.
I was outside.
2005.
2005. Oh, 2005. I was super. Outside.
Best of Both Worlds. That was 02.
No.
That was 02.
Best of Both Worlds Part Two.
Oh yeah. Best of Both Worlds. What year that dropped?
It's 03.
First one was 02.
02 or 03.
I was outside.
And then the other one was like 05.
I was outside. Can you cue up that Kanye and 3 Stacks song? Because
it don't come up, bro.
Oh.
I clearly said project, but it's cool. But listen.
Lying ass.
But back to the whole Best of Both Worlds thing with Drake and Future, right? I think we need to bring to the table in the future episode is the Drake and Hove debate.
What about them?
We just need to bring that to the table.
What about
that? That Best of Both Worlds was 2002.
Thank you. I said, listen, I wouldn't steal y'all wrong, man.
I didn't say.
You know
I didn't
saying?
Say
like,
you was
I know what I'm talking about.
God Wait, damn, Grandpa.
Did I not
I'll do my research?
Did I not, without notes, quote 2 years from two songs?
No.
Did I not do that? Thank you.
You did.
Thank you, D. Appreciate it.
You did.
All right, anyway, so
can you see if Best of Both Worlds Part Two was 2004, 2005? Because I want to know now.
Best of Worlds Part Two.
Yeah, Mike. Get. If you don't get my mother.
Now saying eventually, you know, we need to bring the Drake and Jay-Z debate to the table.
What right. debate? What's
what
the debate? Debate? You
yeah,
leaving
what,
nothing.
What is,
about
what
it?
What is the debate? What are you talking
it's
about?
It's not a debate.
No.
What? But what?
Why not?
What is the debate? What are,
who's
debating?
Lighter?
Who's better?
Who's
not,
taller?
Not,
the better
not,
artist?
Not who's better is it's
because men lie, women lie, numbers don't. Drake made better numbers. Period.
See, there we go.
Oh,
so now we have the debate.
Jesus, so there you go.
Conversation's done.
That's like pulling teeth.
Conversation's done. There's no conversation.
G. Willikers.
Drake has the better numbers. He's better.
Wait. I can't really say that. Does he? I don't know if he has the better numbers overall.
No, I don't think so either.
I think he has more number one singles than him.
He has more everything than him. He's been on the Billboard the longest and more than any artist ever. More than Michael Jackson ever. He's been on the
and
Billboard charts.
He has more slaps than the Beatles.
Period. Yeah.
No, but Drake is my favorite rapper, so I'm not like.
And Drake is Drake not Hayden. My Drake is not my favorite rapper, but you got to recognize greatness. Point blank. Period.
Drake
is
my
is.
Guy. So, Best of Both Worlds Part Two. What year?
We got 2004.
Didn't I say 2004?
Yeah.
Okay.
I wasn't even in high school. In 2004.
But,
God damn.
That's the year I was supposed to graduate.
Take a segue and let's get
to
some.
I got a GED.
Take a segue. Let's go to the tangent.
What's up?
And let's take a segue into some Kanye.
Oh, all right.
Okay.
So what Kanye song?
Yeah, let's talk about Kanye because Kanye can't do no wrong in my eyes.
Me neither. No, I agree.
Zero wrong.
Shake my hand, sir.
There's nothing Kanye could do wrong. He does. I don't care.
Yeah, I don't care.
Kanye's great.
Right. The music is the music. Oh yeah, word. Oh. Good choice.
Yeah, you're welcome.
We're gonna give this some energy.
You're welcome.
Don't believe in shooting stars, but she believe in shoes and cars. Wood floors in the new apartment, couture from the store's departments. You more like love to start shit. I'm more of the trips to Florida, order the hors d'oeuvres, views of the water, straight from a page of your favorite author. And the weather's so breezy.
Man, why can't life always be this easy?
Yo, Kanye
that,
is all.
That whole 3 minutes could play for me, man.
Yeah, no, yeah. Seriously. Like, Kanye, oh my God.
Kanye's a genius
and
when it comes
hit me
to
with the old WAP, dude.
Just music in general. But it's now getting
Damn,
to Kanye.
These niggas got me.
I hate these niggas
more
than
proper.
The Nazis. He was fucking up the lyrics. You would have lost
was,
if it was,
it was
paparazzi. Sing that lyric.
It was Nazi?
It was Nazi. Paparazzi did Nazi.
It was paparazzi did Nazi.
Yes, sir.
So now, that being said,
flashing.
Now we're going to play somebody that. Inspired Kanye, inspired a lot of producers.
No, hold on. I want to get to that, Mike.
Okay.
But we gotta give Kanye a little segment, bro. We can't just play one song and just get off
it. No, we can come back to it, though.
No.
No, because this is an inspiration for Kanye. We can come back.
We can, absolutely.
Okay, yeah. So let's do that.
All right.
And
so,
it fits this mold also.
Okay.
none other than the late great J Dilla, James Yancey. Rest in peace. Rest in beats.
Rest in beats.
For me, no. Yeah, one won't do it. Two is not enough. For me, no. Might wanna sit down. One won't do it. Two is not enough. For me, no. One won't do it. Two is not enough. For me, no. Now let's take it from Tiffany. How this thing went from Jacob to Tiffany. Could've kept it real with this real nigga. Or kept your mouth closed, maybe we could deal with you. It's two freaks, the wife and the boss. Had all three of them liking it raw. Them put on weight from fighting them all. In the mall, you see it and like it is yours. That's a nice fit, you ain't got a price.
Yeah, yet. Rest in peace to J Dilla. Our last show was a rest in peace edition, so we had to give a shout out to J Dilla. Kanye was inspired by J Dilla a lot too. He bigs him up a lot.
And you know, like the samples and the old, remember the old Kanye chop up the sample Kanye?
Yes, sir.
That was heavily Dilla inspired.
And speaking about samples, Kanye is sample king, man. I don't know anybody.
Oh, yo, that's why Kanye is my favorite producer, because anytime a sample Kanye song come on, as soon as I hear a voice other than his or somebody else's on the track, I'm like, oh, who did that?
And you know what though? I think that's a necessary part to be a producer. Is how you can flip a sample.
Okay.
How well you can flip a sample.
I agree.
And chop it.
I agree.
He took the Nina Simone joint.
Yeah.
He took even the Lady Gaga song, Poker. Like, he crossed the board.
What do you guys prefer in your producers? Do you prefer a sample producer?
I prefer a sample producer.
An original producer, like a beat.
I'm going to go with the samples, man.
I'm actually really surprised that you said that. I thought you was going to be original.
I'm surprised that he said that, too. I'm surprised that he said that, too. But I would take a sample producer as well.
I love samples.
I would love to disagree with you.
And you know why I love samples?
What's that?
Not only because he can take it and flip it and make it something different, but it can also help you discover music you never heard before.
True. Yes.
Because he'll sample some shit from like 1940, and you're like, what the fuck is this? And then you'll go Google it. I'm like, oh, shit.
And you know what I love? When they sample something that's not R&B.
When they sample stuff and I don't know it, and I got to go find out what it is.
And then when you find out what it is, you're like, they sampled this rock and roll song.
Like, what the fuck are they doing to this song?
To that point, like, it's like an Easter egg.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, in a video game,
Easter
it's
egg
like
is a good word.
They hid something, and it's like, damn, like, that was from this video. That was from this game show.
Or from a movie or something like that. Or a TV show.
And it can be something so small. You know what I mean? Something so minuscule that you wouldn't catch because you vibe into the song. And then when you happen to hear it elsewhere, and it's like, yo, I heard that. It'll be like you almost lose sleep over it.
Man, we got to do a sample episode over again, man.
We can do that.
Just talking about this alone got me excited.
Speaking
of
sample, I was about to play a Kanye song, but now I changed it.
No,
I had one, but now I'm going to change it because this is one of my favorite Kanye samples right here.
Which one's that? Let's say your favorite, baby.
Let's go.
D, what's your favorite Kanye song?
And then if you do that, I got one right after you then.
All right.
Now you can speak. What's up?
I'm going to give Kanye turn this up.
Hey!
I've been waiting all this my whole life. These dreams re-waking me up at night. You said I'm never wrong.
All right, Mike, so what's your, oh my God.
Wait, that's two, so he's under six.
Yeah.
He's under six.
He dropped his phone twice today. Maybe your
And I think right. off mic, we just low-key stumbled onto the topic in terms of...
him dropping his phone?
No. Oh. The best discography. Who has the best discography?
I think that's a good topic.
That's not something that we was tracking, but
yeah.
I think that would be...
add it to the list.
Yeah, let's add that to the list.
I want to engage our listeners, and I want y'all opinions on as far as like, you know, Kanye's discography,
How do you rank Kanye's albums? Call 929-405-8552. Yo, let us know.
Yo! I was wondering why you was looking at my contact. I'm like, why is he looking at my contact information for?
Oh, man. You're gonna he's an idiot. His phone. Doop, 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 doop.
Yo, you an idiot, bro.
Childish.
Call mad childish. That was mad childish.
Because I want to know, too, guys. I want to know. So,
yo, call that number and let us know.
Well, I haven't really heard Kanye's like latest ones. So I think if I started from Yeezus down, I would say Graduation.
No.
You said me. You didn't say everybody else. Yo, yeah, this guy, me. Yo.
But facts are facts, though. Kyle's rapper number one.
No. Let me go graduation back to what I'm saying. Two. No. No. Graduation.
It's irrefutable.
No. I'm going to go Graduation. It's irrefutable. My Beautiful Twisted Dark Fantasies.
That's my number one.
And then I'm going to go Late Registration. For me, honestly, College Dropout is the bottom of the list.
No.
Wow.
Whoa.
Wait, no. Smoking? I'm lying. Whoa. I'm lying.
What are you smoking?
808s and Heartbreaks is the worst.
Smoking. No.
What?
I will put Yeezus at the bottom of that.
What? Yo. What the? Yo, how much time we got left? Because I'm ready to go. You're bugging.
Nah, you know, all right. We got 5 minutes, so let's chop it up. All right. Let's chop it up, right?
Real quick.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Yeezus grew on me.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it grew on everybody.
You know why?
Yeezus was ahead of his time.
It was.
That was an album that was literally ahead of its time.
It was. And I'll tell you why, because everything now was Yeezus.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. No, absolutely. 110%.
Absolutely.
Travis Scott is Yeezus.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's okay.
Yeah.
But like I said, though, you can't argue the fact that Kyle Trapper was number one.
Nah.
Right? No, I can.
That album changed my life.
My Beautiful this is Twisted Dark Fantasy
me and
number
him
one.
Right here will disagree that's not number one.
That's definitely number one.
So what's your number one?
He said
My Beautiful Twisted Dark Fantasy.
That one was fire.
Did you guys ever watch
then Dropout?
Yes, it was.
Did you guys ever watch the movie that was attached to that?
Yes.
Yeah, fire. It was stupid. That production
that whole album?
Yeah, you're like, wildin'.
That album was fucking
ridiculous.
Wait,
that was number one. Which one got flashing lights? Was that Late Registration or Graduation?
Graduation.
Graduation's number two.
Graduation.
Then
see, we flipped on that one. Yes. But
so that's one and two.
I think at the time I had like $12 in my name and I went and bought.
See, but you,
here we
you
go.
Know, see,
you had $12
now.
Hey, D, write this down.
I just hit on why.
Yeah.
We each have that favorite album.
Yeah.
Because we're not. I feel like we're not thinking about quality. We're thinking more so about the connection that we have to it.
Ooh. That's true. Yeah. Absolutely. Ooh. No, absolutely. And you know why? And I said, like,
you want a pod the last 3 minutes, really?
Look, real quick, though.
Yes, I did. Hey, I had to do that.
Look,
real quick.
I just want to say real quick, right? And not going to take up, you know, mad time or whatever, but
yeah.
Kyle Dropout for me is number one because I said, like, my brother and I, like, we was in high school.
You dropped out?
We went and bought the bootleg. No, we went and bought the bootleg.
You dropped out.
I did.
And listened to it, like,
you wasn't even college dropout. You
listened to it twice in a row.
Okay. So you did one thing with your brother your whole life, and that was the best song?
And then I never saw him again.
Nigga, I didn't even know this nigga had a brother.
Yo, did you? No, I didn't.
Yo, this nigga never talked about. He did one thing with his brother his whole entire life. And it was Kanye's best album. Get the fuck out of here, man. Nigga, if you don't handshake that nigga, give him a hug.
Brother, I miss you.
Brother, I miss you. Is he light skin too, or is he dark skin?
No, he's dark skin.
He's dark skin?
Yeah.
Okay. Brother
Billy
from
D.
another mother?
And Quincy Jones?
Not different father.
Brother from another mother?
That, no.
The same mother.
Same mother.
Dickhead.
Oops.
Yo, man, you reiterated it. I'm like, okay, you're still an idiot.
I'm still wrong. Oops.
How much time we got left?
All right, so you said Eddie West was your favorite because at the time he's going through a breakup. You want to elaborate?
Yeah, let's be going out a little bit.
Who was the one
who
broke your
heart? So heartless?
I hate you. Emily, I'm going to kill you.
it
had to be Emily?
It was definitely Emily. It was definitely Emily. We know the vibes, bro.
Yeah, we know the vibes.
Oh, my God.
Emily. Or
Emily.
Or Kristen.
Oh, Kristen. Speaking of, here we go.
Yo, I love this song, yo.
I hate
and Coldest Winter.
How much time we got?
What we got left, Mike?
We got 2 minutes. 2 minutes.
2 minutes. All right.
Yeah. All right. Hey, so
Kanye, we can't even let you rock, but
yo, wait. Before we even finish Kanye,
can we make sure
we didn't even get to Timbaland, Jermaine Dupri, 40, Havoc,
Metro Boomin. That is criminal. We didn't get to Timbaland.
Yeah, that's crazy. Just
or
Swiss
Beats.
Dr. Dre, Swiss
criminal.
Beats.
Yo,
we fucked up.
I ain't gonna hold you. This might need a part two.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, we got a whole bunch of.
This might need a part two.
Yo, you know,
it won't be next week, but we can definitely get there.
Yeah, it won't be next week.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Before we get out of here, there's one thing we forgot, though. Follow me on Instagram at DJ Catsanova. Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, Spotify, Apple Music, all that jazz.
Follow me on Twitter. Call me underscore AK with a K. Call K-A-L-L me underscore AK.
Mike?
At MIC Renaissance.
If you can't spend Renaissance, you can't even follow him.
Uh-huh.
You heard? Listen, yo, San Fran, it's always a pleasure. If you guys are now waking up and starting your morning, good morning. But Brooklyn, Brooklyn, Brooklyn.
Follow us, The Lineage, D-A underscore lineage.
That was cute. But listen, man, we got to do a part two to this because we left so...
We out of time, bro.
So many people out.
But... we'll see y'all next week. Same time, same place.
Can we do a, what you call it?
What?
Like a dirty batch?
No.